Well, this morning we're going to talk Tivoli Fest. The Danish villages celebrating Tivoli Fest here on this Memorial Day weekend, as they always do. And we are excited to have Lisa Steen-Riggs with us from up there at the Danish Windmill, helping to enlighten us on all the fun stuff we can find. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Folks always look forward to the start of the summer season, and you guys are happy to provide a great launching pad, aren't you?
38 years we've been doing this.
Yeah, for a long time. And just because you've done it the same way and done a lot of great things over the years doesn't mean you can't find some new things. It sounds like you've got some exciting new additions.
Oh, my. This is the year for the new things, and we're just kind of excited about it. A little nervous, but we think it's going to be a lot of fun. And you've probably heard, Jim, but we are hosting the first ever World Ebbelskiver Eating Championship. And this is sanctioned by the Major League Eating out of New York. This is the same company that sponsors like those Nathan hot dog eating contests. And our final thing is to be listed in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most Ebbelskivers eaten. And this has never been done before. We've had fun Ebbelskiver eating little contests where people would eat 10 or 12, but we're looking, they're bringing in professionals from all over the country. I think at the last count, we were around 10 to 12 professionals that are flying in just for this 8-minute contest, which is 2 o'clock on Saturday, May 27th. Again, Tivoli Fest is this weekend. It's always Memorial Day weekend. But it's the first sanctioned ever Ebbelskiver Eating Championship. And the committee themselves and several volunteers have made up an additional 2,000 Ebbelskivers ahead of time to take care of this, because we do not know how many they will eat in 8 minutes. And these people work out. We've already been spying on a few of them on Facebook and Instagram, and they're buying pancake mix, waffle mix. They're trying their best to get in shape to down these little round pancake balls. So if anybody wants to bet on how many they can eat in 8 minutes, let us know, because we think it's going to be a fun deal. The purse for this, just the prize alone, is $4,000. And we have, like, I think it's number 2, number 6, number 8, number 10, number 12 of the world eating champions that are flying in. They're from, I think there's some from overseas. It's a big deal, and we're still trying to grasp it. But we've had a great committee that's been working on it, a lot of volunteers. But we also will just be serving our regular Ebbelskiver and Modista Pulse at the fire station from 8 to 3 on Saturday and 8 to 1 on Sunday. But this contest, again, is at 2 o'clock. But for those that would like to work their way up to professionals, we are having a novice or amateur Ebbelskiver eating. You have to be at least 18 years old, and it's what you can eat in 5 minutes or 25 Ebbelskivers. And there is a registration fee of $30, which includes a T-shirt. So if you're interested, call us at the Windmill. We'll get you hooked up to the right people to get you entered. And we've got quite a few that are going to be in that contest also.
Very good. That's the one competition. That's the one thing over the weekend when you go to watch it, you're going to watch people who have an iron stomach, and you're probably going to need one to watch that too.
Yeah. And I guess, because I thought we'd have to, sorry to say this over the radio, but like puke buckets. They know these people are, they're seasoned. They interview afterwards. We're getting a lot of news media that are contacting about us. It should just be very interesting.
I'm sure you're like me. I'd rather sit down with a nice plate of Ebbelskiver, Modista Pulse, and just enjoy it, not have to rush through it.
Yeah, it kind of goes against everything we say about Danish hospitality and relaxing and sitting there, but this should be fun. And what's just amazing is that they are flying in from all over to enter this contest. And I don't think it's ever been done before, so it'll make it even more. But you were asking about new things. So besides this Ebbelskiver eating contest, we are having a classic car show on Sunday at the Village Cafe. So if you're interested in that, let us know also. But Tivoli is just jam-packed, again, for a small community. It's amazing what these volunteers are doing. you know, it's run, the Ebelskiver and the Deestepols booth is all by volunteers. The Elkhorn Town Hall is doing the Danish Open Face Sandwiches, which are a work of art. I believe that's like 11 to 3 only. It's just that Saturday. And then we have all the Scandinavian entertainment. We have the vendor show down by the egg crate. I don't know how many booths she's had call in to reserve. We also have food vendors besides our regular Tivoli-sponsored food booth. Plus, you know, we have our day-to-day restaurants, and we are blessed with great places to eat here in the villages. And that are here year-round, pay property tax, so we invite you to stop in and, you know, enjoy what they're doing for their specials. Tivoli's kicks off Friday evening. We're doing Danish hot dogs, which is a regular red hot dog, but we put a special remoulade, Danish remoulade sauce with Danish fried onions and actual Danish pickles from Denmark, and that's why supplies last. We've invited Diego Garcia back. They have a couple of Elkhorn Gimbleton's alumni on there, Kevin Larson and Mark Christensen. It's a great band. People like it. And it's only from 7 to 10. We're taking free will donations at the gate. And, of course, we love our partnership with the Iowa Craft Beer Tent. They come in with their large trailer and I think it's like 21 taps, and they feature Iowa Craft Beer, the best of Iowa. Very pleased with them. They make it fun and a very safe environment for them. They love coming to the villages. You know, we do try to do everything Danish-American, everything Danish. So, you know, we have a king and queen, Tim and Cindy Peterson. We have a little prince and princess. And, you know, our theme this year is Ebelskivers. And so, you know, for a parade theme, it's kind of difficult. You just don't know if there's going to be a lot of round pancake balls or what. But we have tractors, fire trucks, we have the royalty, horses, you know, the band. We hope to have the flyover before the parade by Ollie Pash. You know, it just all depends about the weather, but rain or shine, we have Tivoli Fest. And, you know, starts Saturday morning at the windmill. We do the flag raising, the M&M, which is a 5K fun run to Kimbleton. And this year we are calling it the Rod Hoig Memorial. Rod started the M&M back 1982, I believe, and it was his dream to combine the two communities and do this fun run. And once you get to Kimbleton, you get a bag of M&Ms and a juice or water, and there is shuttle buses back. But you need to come and register by 7:30, and that only costs $5. And talk about sporting things, there is a volleyball co-ed tournament in the park. I believe that starts at 1. Sunday morning is the Tour de Tivoli bike ride, and that's 26 miles of beautiful Danish countryside, and that starts at the windmill, register at 8 a.m. And, of course, you know, we have all the food. We have the entertainment. This is probably the largest Viking encampment that we've had in a couple years. So we have a lot of Vikings that are traveling in and living the life and times of the Vikings from like 700 to 900 A.D. Of course, we have the Danish villages, folk dancers, children and adults, Omaha Scandinavian folk dancers. We have Ron Johnson and his accordion. We have Saturday night, the firemen are hosting their dance, and they're having a DJ Chaos. I believe he's out of Atlantic. That will be a $10 cover charge at the Elkhorn Fire Station. They also are having a poker run during the day that involves all types of wheels. And, of course, we have the beautiful Museum of Danish America that will be open. They have new exhibits. They have featured exhibits, and they've been busy getting their facility with the new exhibits, and it should be very interesting. And there's some exhibits that will be ending the end of May. So if you haven't seen The Whimsical World of Bjorn Winblad, you've got to make sure you stop out there. They're doing a children's bicycle competition, which is, I think, the race around 12:30. Bestemor's House, it's the grand opening for the year. They're open from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and that's at Danish grandmother's house. It's delightful. The Genealogy Center Beans, our theme is Elbowskivers. They're going to have a little exhibit. This is on Main Street at the Genealogy, and it's called Elbowskiver Pans, Past and Present. That's 9 to 5, and they are doing a virtual reality, Visits to Denmark, from 9 to 2, so that should be interesting. Our library is having the Lego contest. We have Bounce House for a couple hours. We have open house at our brand new fitness center. We really are uptown here in this little community. And, of course, you know, the windmill's open. And as you know, Jim, the windmill is going through reconstruction. 40 years ago when the windmill came from Denmark, the large sails were too rotten. So they had to replace them 40 years ago. Well, 40 years ago, 40 years later, almost to date, we have to replace those sails again. So if you come up to the windmill, you won't see the sails, but you'll see them on the ground. And those are 40-year-old sails, and they're just interesting to see it up close and personal. You can see how massive they are. And those sails, the brand-new ones, are being rebuilt down in Louisville, Kentucky, and we're waiting for the moisture content of the sails so we can start twisting them into shape so they have the right aerodynamic twist to them. So we're hoping to get it done in June. We had hope for Tivoli Fest, but it's not going to happen, and it's something we cannot rush. It's just, you can't do that. And so we're excited to see the windmill in good repair again and have it turning in the wind for future Tivoli Fest.
You bet. And there's still time to donate.
Yes, and we are $75,000 short for the initial project. Everything's been paid to date, but we know it's going to cost a lot that once it comes back and the cranes and all the machinery and the heavy lifting stuff, that from our estimates, it should be around another $75,000. So, yes, we are taking donations for that, and, again, we all want to see it turning in the wind. We have a great festival. We have lots to see and do. We have maps. We have brochures. You know, we have the car show on Sunday, which is a new event, the Tour de Tivoli. Our local businesses will be open. Besides the restaurant, we have a couple pop-up vendors that are located, like, at Larson's Pub. The Flour Mill, which is the pizza and pastas, are doing a fun specialty pizza that has Danish meats and red cabbage, and it's delicious. I've had it. It's wonderful. You know, we're a small festival, but we bring in a lot of people. Last year we had 29 different states and 5 foreign countries. We've heard a lot from our Danish tourists that they'll be arriving into town. So we still are very humbled by all the people that come to visit our little Danish-American community. We always invite people to go on to Kimmelton to see the Little Mermaid Fountain, and now they have those little Hans Christian Andersen statues that you can dial a number and listen to a fairy tale on your cell phone. We just invite you to take the time to come up, enjoy our Danish-American hospitality, eat with us, dine with us, and just enjoy the sights and scenes of our villages.
You bet. Well, it's nice, and rightfully so. A lot of those new events have gotten a lot of publicity, but it's nice to know that they're not dwarfing all the other activities. There's still plenty for folks to come up and see and do and eat. It's food. It's fun. It's friends. It's Tivoli Fest.
Yes. Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of entertainment. And, of course, fireworks Saturday night. Oh, my. We have the best fireworks around. We have our local pharmacist, Tim Waymeyer, just puts on quite a show. So bring your lawn chairs, and if anybody wants to donate to the fireworks fund, you know, we definitely won't turn it away.
A lot of fun this weekend.
11.
You bet. Let's hope the weather stays great and folks come out in droves again to enjoy Tivoli Fest. Lisa, thank you so much. Good luck. Have fun.
Yeah, thank you.